context, it just, if you have that and you've received that and you're trusting that Jesus has died for you and you will and you've come to him as Lord and Savior and repented, knowing you're not perfect, knowing you've made many mistakes, knowing that you've done a lot of things that don't line up with his word, and the beauty about his grace and his mercy is none of that matters. If you come to him and confess, he's faithful to forgive and to accept you into the kingdom of God that we're so unworthy for. But he accepts us into his kingdom. And I think about the Billy Graham style and message, and that was basically it. And then he would end the services by, if that's you, you need to repent, come. And I think the favorite song he had is Just As I Am, right? I think it was altar call song. Just as I am, I come. It's a beautiful message. It's a simple message. And it's so true and powerful. And I want to talk about the simplicity of this message. The simplicity, even in chaos, that simple message is always true. It's always powerful. It's always life-changing. Always. We go through ups and downs in life, but that message is just, it's all we need. And sometimes in life we get caught up with we may need more, but no, trust me, that's all you need is Jesus and your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That is all you need. Everything else, think of it as bonus in this life, right? The blessings that he gives us along the way, the trials, the tribulations, the learning. You know, Daniel in my life, as many of you know, he's autistic and it's a challenge. But I'm telling you, and I've heard a lot of people say this, and I'm like, yeah, you're just saying it. But it is true because I'm experiencing it. That boy is teaching me more about myself than anything else about who I am. You know, he's teaching me a lot of things. It challenges me, but at the same time, when I allow the Lord to speak to me through it, I'm like, yeah, I see that, Lord. I'm learning a lot in that challenge. But this life is just, it's life. It's, we go through it. God blesses us, and he promises that we would be at peace, that he would not see his seed begging bread. You know, there's a lot of promises there, but as Jesus said, don't rejoice that demons are subject to you. Rejoice rather that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I've been saying that a lot lately because it's down deep in my heart. Nothing else really matters. Yes, we go through life. We want to do better. Yes, you want to improve. You want to use wisdom. But at the end of the day, if your name's written in the Book of Life, you have everything you need. Amen? Amen. That's why Paul was able to say, I know how to be content when I have, and I know how to be content when I have not. How are you able to have the same contentment when you have what you need, you have the finances are rolling, everything's going great? He was content. Well, that sounds easy to be content. But then when he had nothing and he had to depend on others for food, he was the same content. How can you do that? If your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, all is well. Amen? And that's how he could do that. It's a simple gospel. It's a simple message, even in chaos. Even in chaos. And let me talk about the chaos for a little bit. You know, it's amazing how much chaos there is in the news. You know, it gets depressing to watch the news for too long. For the last few months, our daily routine in life has been impacted by a pandemic and the chaos and the changes and people losing jobs. And lately, I haven't seen much of that pandemic news because a riot broke out. And all of a sudden, everything became about a space launch and a riot, right, in the last couple of days. Which the space launch is pretty cool, but let's not go there right now. Then everything changed about rioting and chaos in major cities across the country. Chaos, chaos, chaos all around us. As Christians, we can see chaos around us, but still be at peace. Because God is on the throne and God is in control. Amen. Even in the chaos, He's in control. So this is kind of a grounded message. Make sure you're grounded in the simplicity of the gospel. Make sure you're grounded in the simplicity of the gospel. My main point is this: the simplicity of the gospel message is still powerful, even in chaos. Our peace is not dependent on the circumstances around us. Amen? Our peace is not dependent on the circumstances around us. The Bible says that God will give us peace that passes all understanding. The reason this is possible is that when your name's written in the book of life, you have everything you need so you could be at peace. That's why. This world is not our permanent home. Don't fight for this world. Fight for the world to come. Amen? The Bible says, don't build your treasures here on earth. Rather, build your treasures in heaven. What does that mean exactly when you apply it to your life? It means don't be willing to do whatever you have to do to succeed in this world by putting other people aside and jumping over people and hurting people. And some people, they do that, right? They want to get to the best in this world, and they cheat and they lie and they work their way and they backstab and all of that to get to a place that they're aiming for. Well, when we die, none of that's going to matter. It's going to come back as sin, right? Rather, in this world, build treasures in heaven. So serve people, love people. Those are things that you're going to see that investment in heaven. God says that you're going to have crowns on your head on His justice system, not our justice system. And He's a just God. So that's what the, and let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 through 7, because I do want to make sure that we read the word and you don't just take my word for it. Let's read where it talks about peace. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Eutychus and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. So Paul's just going through some people that helped them in the ministry, saying, make sure you take care of them, because they really helped me, and they need you to help them, and please help them. Then he says in verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always, and again, I say rejoice. So I love to read that scripture because I like the word always in that scripture. Because it doesn't say rejoice when things are going great. Rejoice when you feel like it. Rejoice when things are lining up for you and it's working out. It says rejoice in the Lord always. The good, the bad, the ugly. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always. Even when things are turning, right? Things are frustrating you. Things are giving you anxiety. Stop. Make it simple. Breathe. And symbolically kneel at the feet of Jesus. Kneel at the cross. And just say, Lord, I trust you. It's simple. Lord, lead me through this. Lord, your ways are better than mine. I trust you. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Don't take anything for granted, right? Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So there it is. The peace of God that passes understanding will keep you. So no matter what kind of chaos is going on around you, a pandemic, a riot, then we could have peace that passes understanding. We can have peace that passes understanding. So, 2 points I want to bring out in this scripture in verse 6 and 7 specifically. Number one is that it says there in verse 6, in all things, don't take anything for granted. In all things, pray and be thankful when you pray. When you pray, be thankful. Even when things aren't going well, learn to be thankful. There's always something to be thankful for, right? You ever heard this, that when things are going pretty bad for you, there's always someone else who has it worse? Right? It reminds me of that motivational speaker that comes out with no arms and no legs, and he looks like the happiest person in the world. Have you ever seen that motivational speaker on YouTube, right? And he comes out and he puts you to tears, like, I think I have problems. This guy has no arms and legs, and he looks like he's got the whole world at his fingertips, and he doesn't have fingertips, right? It's amazing to see that motivational speaker, because you're seeing it in action. Like, you see him and you see the peace, the joy. In all things, be thankful. You can be thankful even when you're going through hard times. I know it's hard. As a matter of fact, I like to say this because it's true. These are kind of things you cannot do in the carnal, in your own strength. Being thankful when things are going awful, it's not something you can do in your own strength. But if you just take a moment and allow the Holy Spirit to empower you and to fill you, and how do you do that? Well, that's not something that's easy to explain. It's something, a heart thing, where you got to surrender and say, no matter how bad everything is going right now, the chaos around me, I choose to be filled by God and His righteousness and His peace, His love. It's a choice, and it takes Holy Spirit power, but it's there for us. The Bible tells us it's there for us. It's there for us to access the power of the Holy Spirit, to be at peace, to be thankful in all things. So verse 6 and 7, the 2 points, in all things be thankful and be in prayer. And the second part there in verse 7 is this: when you pray and believe, you will have peace that passes all understanding. Why do you have peace even in chaos? Because you're trusting God. You're just trusting God. You're trusting God. And it's a real trust. And it's not a fake trust. It's a real trust. Lord, I'm going through hard things right now. I've done bad things. I've sinned. But Lord, your word says you're faithful to forgive. Your word says that you can change me. Your word says that you can make something out of me that will make people proud around me, that I changed my life. He says all of this, that he changes us, that we are no longer who we used to be. It's a simple message, but it's a powerful message. And it's the promises are there, so trust him. So when things get chaotic in your life and in the world, it's time to keep things simple. The simplicity of the gospel is simply this: God loves us. He sent his son to die for us. And when we receive his forgiveness, when we ask him to forgive us, and we accept him as our Lord, as our Savior, then we have eternal life. That's the message. Let's read it. Everybody knows this in John 3:16, but it goes perfectly with this simplicity message, because John 3:16 is easy to understand. And as a matter of fact, that is the chosen scripture that people like to pull out on poster boards at football games, basketball games, everything, right? John 3:16. Because it's simple. It says this: for God so loved the world, repeat it after me, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Amen. What power in those words. Believing in him doesn't mean I believe. It means that you believe him and you accept him as your Lord and Savior, right? Because later on we have a scripture that says even the enemy knows that believes that Jesus is real, but believing in this context means believing and receiving, right? Believing and receiving. What a beautiful, simple message. As things get chaotic around us, keep it simple. Make sure your relationship with God is strong. If you don't have a relationship with God in the sense that you wake up and you go to sleep and you really didn't think about God, right, throughout the day, if that's your routine and you're here today or you're listening online, it's time to stop. It's time to stop and say, okay, I actually need to be intentional, purposeful every day that somehow, some way, God is a part of my life. You don't have to make it complicated. If you have been struggling with having some kind of interaction with God through prayer and reading your Bible and doing things, maybe just listening to Christian music, just trying to get more of God's presence in your life. If you've been struggling to do that on a daily basis, just stop for a moment and be intentional and say, okay, every day I need to find time to spend with God. Right? And I love to say this because it's so true that one person asked me, and you've heard this before, but I think it's worth repeating. One person asked me, how long should I spend in prayer? They thought I was going to say an hour, you know, at least an hour. I said, how much time you spend now? They said, zero. I said, well, anything greater than that is a step. What do you mean? I said, like, something is better than nothing, right? Something is better than nothing. Now, you know, I can tell you that a minute is too long, too not enough and all that, but that's not the point, right? It's really between you and God, isn't it? Not between what I say. But you start making time. Okay, I'm going to pray. I don't know how to pray. Okay, Lord, tell him that. Lord, I don't know how to pray. Help me. Believe me, just anything. God honors your heart that you're trying. God honors your heart that you're trying. And you'll start seeing him move. But let me just give you a warning now, because we all know this is true. You begin to get closer to God, and what's going to happen, church? Trouble, right? The enemy's going to start making you aggravated, bring things, all circumstances, and you're going to think for a moment, I was better off when I didn't try to have a relationship with God. You're going to think that for a moment. That's the enemy. You're going to think that for a moment, right? Because the trials do come. But here's the good news. If you get a trial when you're trying to get closer to the Lord and you hold on to God, after that trial, you're going to be on top of the world. You're going to say, like, nothing can stop me. And then there'll be another one, and then you just get used to it. And like, enemy, I'm still going to serve the Lord. And I'm not happy today. I'm having a bad day. But I'm still going to serve the Lord. It'll change your life. It will change your life when you change that mindset, that heart. Simplicity. It's really not that complicated. The hard part is not the taking time for the Lord, praying, and that part is hard because there's no formula. You don't have to do it fancy. You don't have to do it right. You just do it, and God will honor your heart for it. That's simple. And the hard part is the surrendering to our carnal flesh, saying, I surrender, God, to you, and I choose to no longer live a certain way that was against your word. That's the hard part, right? Letting it go. Letting it go. Kind of like Sodom and Gomorrah and the wife. They were fleeing the city, but there was so much she had, and she didn't want to leave, and she looked back. And we know what happens in the story, and it's symbolic. Our carnal nature, our sinful nature, doesn't want to let go of that sinful nature. But the power of the Holy Spirit, greater is He than the world. They're greater is God than the carnal things of this world. Fight for a strong relationship with God. These simple actions will get you through any chaos this world has to offer, even death, because we serve a God that's conquered death. Even when we die, we're sad. It hurts. There's a time to mourn. But we all know in Christian funeral services, it's also a time to celebrate. Celebrate, because we're all going to that same place to reunite with our loved ones that have loved the Lord and dance on the streets of gold. Amen. It's all good. This world is not our home. This is not our permanent place. Turn to 1 Corinthians. This is the last scripture I have for today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50-58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. You in your flesh and blood, without Jesus Christ covering you, cannot inherit the kingdom of God, no matter how good you are. There are people who say, I'm not gonna surrender to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but I'm good. According to this scripture, your flesh and blood can never be good enough without Jesus Christ to enter into the kingdom of God. Behold, I show you a mystery. Oh, here we go. The Bible's going to give us a mystery. Isn't that cool? Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So we're not just going to die and be done. And sleep in this context means death, as we understand it. We're not going to just die, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. We shall be changed. Now, I'm not going to try to understand and explain exactly how all this is going to happen. That's not for me to understand. I just know this one thing, that Christians don't die for eternity. We may die in the flesh, but we have eternal life. And it says here that we would be changed when it's that time. For in verse 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So that change involves something becoming mortal to immortal, which means it's eternal. Verse 54, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? That's why we celebrate when a Christian leaves this world and is changed to incorruptible. Because there is no death for a Christian. And that's what that verse 55 means. Death, where is your sting? Because Jesus won the victory on Calvary. Amen? He won it. Verse 56. The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfastly, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So this last scripture says, because we know all of this, that we will be from corruptible to incorruptible, we'll go from mortal to immortal, we'll be able to say, death, where is your sting? Because we know all of this. Then verse 58 says, therefore, knowing all of this, be steadfast. Be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. While we're here on earth, we know death has no sting. While we're here on earth, be at work, unmovable, steadfast, abounding in his work and serving people and loving people and doing whatever God has called you to do in service to his kingdom. Be at work, for as much as you know that you labor not in vain. Because all that work that you do for God, the little things, whatever it may be little small thing, maybe God's called you to just be an encourager to people, and you have a way to encourage people, and you're just serving in that capacity. Or you may be a pastor, you may not. It doesn't matter what it is, but serve your calling for the Lord, and all of that stuff that you do for Him, for people. Remember that the Bible says that when you help the least, you're helping Jesus, right? You're helping the kingdom. So when you're out there doing things to help others in Jesus' name, none of it is in vain. To be honest, in the carnal, it feels in vain. Sometimes when you go out and help and serve and just help and, well, I helped somebody today and I don't feel any better. Sometimes we have bad days, right? We don't feel better. But the Word of God says, none of your serving goes in vain. Because one day when you get to heaven and it's time for God to judge us and be the justice, to show justice, the things that you did that weren't for yourself, the things that you did that were to bless other people, are going to come out gold in that justice system of God. And the things that you did to serve yourself, the things that you did to get ahead and push others down, is going to come out as not very pleasant in His justice system. The cross, the gospel message is simple. I'm going to ask our worship team to come back up. We're going to close in a song. The cross, the gospel message is a simple, simple, simple message, even in chaos. A simple message. Even in chaos, the power of the cross and the power of the resurrection is still, to this day, changing lives. Even in chaos, the power of the cross and His resurrection is still healing. Even in chaos, the power of the cross and His resurrection is still breaking darkness and strongholds. Even in chaos, the power of the cross and the resurrection is still conquering death. Amen. Death, where is your sting? The gospel message is simple, but it is the most powerful thing in the world. When a life is changed from lost to found.
Amen.
That's power. Close your eyes, bow your heads. Maybe you're listening right now and maybe you've grown lukewarm, or maybe you've just drifted away, or maybe you're hearing these words and you just know, down deep in your heart, you just know you need to go back to the simple things, which is acknowledging and praying to your God. If that's you, I don't need you to come to the altar. I just need you to whisper it to yourself. That's me. I need to come back, Lord. That's me. I need to go back to simple things, even in chaos. And the simple thing is this. I pray. I seek you. I talk to you. Even if I don't understand. I just spend time with you. If that's you, take a moment to just say it to yourself. It's me. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. So I'm going to ask you to repeat this after me. For the congregation to repeat this after me. And if you were that one and you just know in your heart that you need to return back to that simplicity of the gospel, then as you're saying these words, allow the Spirit of God to change you. Allow Him to come in and breathe upon you. Repeat this after me. Heavenly Father, I thank You for dying on the cross for my sins. I thank You for not giving up on me. I thank You that You have conquered death and have given me an opportunity because of Your grace and mercy to come to You and for You to write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. I receive. I receive Your salvation. I receive the new life You have for me. Change me. Lead me to the cross. And that's all I need, Lord. More of You in my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Let's stand, church, and let's sing this simple song. Lead me to the cross. That's all we need, Jesus, is more of You.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember.
We come to You, Jesus.
Redemption's hill, where Your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where Your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay.
All we need is You, Jesus.
Rid me of myself, I belong to You.
All we need is You, Jesus. Even in the chaos.
Lead me.
All we need is You, Jesus.
Lead me to the cross.
Lord, forgive us of our sins, Lord. All we need is more of You. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.
You were as I, tempted and tried.
Thank You, Jesus.
You are. The Word became flesh, bore my sin and death, and now You're risen.
Thank You, Jesus. Thank You.
Everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost.
Nothing else matters, Lord.
Lead me to the cross where Your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to You. Lord, lead me to the cross.
Amen. Lead us. There's power in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus. Power.
Lead me to Your heart. Lead me to the cross where Your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to You. Lord, lead me to the cross. Lord, lead me to the cross.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are determined. Even in chaos, we are determined to keep things simple. You are all that we need. You are the answer. more of you, more of our time praying to you, more of reading of your word, more of being in church, more of listening to Christian music to remind us about your mercy and your grace and to worship you. That's what we need more of, even in chaos. And when we begin to do that and live that, then we become a solid foundation that cannot be moved, because we're rooted and grounded in the simplicity of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, that is above every name. It is simple. It's simple to understand. More of Jesus. More of his forgiveness, more of his grace and mercy, just more of all that Jesus brings into our lives. So this week, we go out different. We go out with a determination to spend time with you, a determination to have more of you in our daily walk. And we come back next week stronger. We come back next week motivated to go on a journey that won't always be pleasant, but a journey that will always be peaceful and fulfilled. We'll be fulfilled that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated at this time. We're going to dismiss in a prayer. I'm going to ask Demetrio if he'll honor us with a prayer. Yes, Ruby. Okay. Lindsay, husband, David? David? Okay. Well, she wants to pray for you. Did you say if he gets deployed? Okay, just pray for him. Amen. Yeah, let's do that. Let's stretch our hands, everybody. Don't get up. Just stretch your hands towards David. Heavenly Father, we pray for David right now. In closing, we pray, oh Lord God, that your hands of protection are upon him. Lord, if he gets deployed or anything like that happens, Lord, we know right now that he's protected. Even before any battle is seen with our own eyes, there's a spiritual battle. And Lord, we pray for a hedge of angels around him to protect him. No matter what situation that he's in, this is a man of God who loves you, who serves you, and who loves his wife. And I pray now above all that there'll be peace in any situation. Lord, that you will just let him know right now in his spirit, all is well. Just give him a supernatural understanding, a supernatural peace that all is well. In Jesus' name, we pray for David, and we dismiss as a church. Be with us and go with us. Amen. Amen.